views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again. Once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and a big welcome to the month of May. I wanted to start the show out, particularly today, as it's May 1st, with a shout out for a very happy birthday to my glorious beloved husband, Pete, my beautiful twin flame. Happy birthday, and may this year bring you bucket loads of blessings and surprises and amazing, amazing synchronicities and miracles to brighten your heart and amaze you in so many ways. So happy birthday. Welcome to the marvelous month of May. And it's a beautiful, beautiful springtime here in Southern California. I take my walks along Ocean Avenue and I smile at the beautiful spring flowers as they proudly display their colors. You know, this season of rebirth and renewal, well, it sparks something very deep inside all of us. And it gets us energized to want to show our spring colors as well, to do some spring cleaning, perhaps to clean up our closets, spruce up our wardrobes, freshen up aspects of our lives. You know, everyone, with it being a brand new month and the time of rebirth in many traditions at this time of the year, the Posse of Angels have decided to devote the whole month of May to our one true home in heaven and our life that we are reborn to after our chosen physical incarnation has come to an end. And with that in mind, they have entitled today's show, We Do Not Die. This whole month of May, we are going to be speaking about the afterlife and heaven. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to speak about a global spiritual awakening. And it's happening right now in huge proportions, and it's steadily growing more and more every day. Now, some of you may be thinking that this awakening is humanity shifting to a more consciously aware way of living so that the whole world can live in peace, in love, and in unity. And while this is one of the obvious results of a conscious shift to see ourselves as one, the Posse of Angels wishes to address a topic that may not be getting the same amount of attention, but it is definitely on people's radar screens. This topic has to do with the reason that we are in this human incarnation in the first place. Has to do with each one of us experiencing life on so much more than merely a physical level. As spiritual beings having a spirit, having a human experience, we are multidimensional, and when the physical body is gone, we, our soul or our consciousness, continues to exist. I know this without a shadow of a doubt. As the former soul of Claire Candy, I died twice through my two near-death experiences, and she experienced what it was like to transition from the non-physical to the physical. Also, as Angel Ariel in the body of Claire Candy, when I walked in on January 11th of 2003, I know what that feels like to go from the non-physical in spirit form to the physical, when I walked in to this body. In fact, with advanced technologies in the medical field, many more people have been saved and have had near-death experiences as they have been brought back from so-called death. And when I mean death, I mean that there were physical signs that they stopped breathing. Their brain had flatlined and their heart had stopped beating. So they had all those physical signs, yet they were brought back from that state. And in many cases, time and time again, those things that near-death experiencers have experienced are very similar. Many of them speak about the tunnel. Many of them speak about a white light being brighter than any light that we can possibly imagine. And while it was powerful, it was not burning, but it was gentle, and it was reassuring them that everything would be okay. Many near-death experiencers confirm, which I experienced, that the light felt like a magnet that was pulling them towards it. Many say that suddenly everything became clear to them and they remembered who they divinely are. Many who have had near-death experiences feel an overwhelming sense of peace, of love, and wholeness. And it's very difficult to describe how this feeling or what this feeling is in words in our spoken language, because the words are just too limited to convey what the feeling of reconnecting to our heavenly home or our divine eternal nature really feels like. And the Posse of Angels, they wish for us to remember that whatever energies we hold inside, along with our beliefs, will still be part of us when we cross over. I've often said when we cross over, we don't automatically receive a halo and a harp. Depending upon the energies that are within us when we do cross over from the physical to the non-physical, well, they will determine what energetic level we will find ourselves on across the veil, because like attracts like. If there is a lack of light within us when we cross over, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that there are some who will experience the darker planes of heaven, Now, they're very quick to point out that there is no hell. Well, the only hell that we might experience is the one of our own making here on the earth plane while we're in physical form. And this is created through our perpetuated pessimism, our negativity, through energies like judgment, hatred, racism, and unforgiveness. If one's energies are filled with things like hatred, blame, rage, and dark thoughts at the time of our passing, then we will find ourselves on the dark planes of heaven where it is murky, it's foreboding and gray, and that is reflecting the energy which is inside that particular soul. Our light quotient, how much light we hold or don't hold within, when we cross over, will take us to an energetic level of the exact matching light across the veil. And there are many energetic levels in heaven. Now, to remember and to reconnect with this information about our heavenly home, you can purchase my number one Amazon International best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. It talks about my five most important past lives, but it also speaks about the lives that I lived in between those lives. What did I do? Where did I go? Where did I work? Where did I live? So you can get this amazing book on Amazon, or you can get it on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You know, many who have had near-death experiences and come back to tell the tale say that after being welcomed back to our home in spirit, we meet our relatives, we meet family and friends who have also crossed over from this physical world. Now, I remember when I had my two near-death experiences, or the former soul, because I have her memory imprint, I remember those two near-death experiences, I saw and hugged my grandparents and my pets that had died, but they were all certainly very much alive. These people who greet and welcome us back are part of our soul group, and they've helped us, of course, in different guises during different incarnations. They've helped us to learn lessons. Some have been challenging, but they've helped us to grow, experiencing various facets of a human existence. Their greeting and welcoming us back in no way condones or condemns the choices that we made while we were in physical form. You know, I've often said that because Earth is the most difficult of dimensions to learn our lessons, the reunion party, when people cross over, is simply a celebration that we chose to return into human form and endure a physical existence regardless of what happened. The Posse of Angels is reminding us, too, that we choose to return to this life and experience life in a human form, and absolutely nobody forces us to return to have another incarnation. After our reunion party, we then go for our life's review. Many of us have experienced near death, speak about seeing their past life pass before them in front of their eyes. They see all the people, they see all the events, and all the choices that they made. In this life's review, many experienced exactly what I did, that they could see, they could touch, feel, and sense every single emotion that was taking place in that lifetime. In this way, we see who we completely are. We see our flaws, we see our gifts, and because everything is reflected back to us, we feel how others felt as a result of our chosen words, of our chosen thoughts, and our chosen actions. Now, this is wonderful if we've been loving, if we've been kind and compassionate, if we have been forgiving. But it's not so wonderful if we have not forgiven, if we cross over with judgment, bitterness, resentment, unresolved anger, and blame. Now, after the life review, many people who have crossed over speak about meeting with beings of light who help them go over the contract that they wrote for their human incarnation. The way I saw these beings, or they are called the Etheric Council, was as wise old sages who were very loving. They had a great sense of humor, and they were compassionate and kind. These soul contracts that all of us wrote with the Etheric Council are very important for each human incarnation that we choose. You know, I remember choosing the souls who I wished to connect with and writing their characteristics. And their characteristics either encouraged and supported me, which was lovely, or strengthened, or I chose contrasting characteristics in order to strengthen my character. You know, I chose those souls, in some cases, to push my buttons, to irritate and agitate the heck out of me, to cause drama in my life. And this encouraged me to be challenged and to grow. It's hard to believe that we write that into our contracts, but it is so necessary because ultimately we are here for our soul's growth. But you know, everyone, endemic to all, to everyone who's crossed over and had a near-death experience, is that either they are told that they must return to their bodies, or the person chooses to return under their own free will. Now, some near-death experiences have had this verbally conveyed to them, or it could be unsaid, and what one just finds themselves back. Once again, many like myself were told that we must go back. And I remember that feeling of feeling kicked in the guts as I was not allowed to stay in heaven and I had to leave that heavenly home. You know, I share those two near-death experiences when the former soul was 5 years old and also when she was 14 in my wonderful book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And I Am an Angelic Walk-In is the sequel to One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. With this great conscious awakening on the planet that we are so much more than merely our physical existence, there are many conventional doctors now who are completely changing their attitudes, their thoughts, and beliefs surrounding their patients who have shared with them their near-death experiences. Their doctors who have previously debunked the thought of an afterlife, and they've completely changed their beliefs after they had a near-death experience. Let me just tell you about some of them. There's a lady by the name of Dr. Mary Neal. And she had her near-death experience when she was on a whitewater rafting trip. Her raft overturned, it capsized, and she stopped breathing for more than 15 minutes. She says she immediately felt like she was home again, and that there were angels surrounding her, comforting, reassuring, and filling her with overwhelming sense of love. She didn't want to return to her body, but she was told that she had to go back and tell others about her experience. She was also told that her son would die when he was 19. Tragically, he was hit by a car, and he did die at 19. No longer a skeptic, this Dr. Mary Neal is now a believer, and she wrote about her experiences in her book, To Heaven and Back, A Doctor's Extraordinary Account of Her Death, heaven, angels, and life again. Now, there was a similar story which happened to a Dr. Eben Alexander, who was a neurosurgeon, and he was a complete non-believer in life after death, although many of his patients had shared their near-death experiences with him after their surgeries. Well, he was a non-believer until he experienced his own coma for a week as a result of a severe bacterial meningitis in his brain. As not only a doctor, but a scientist, this Dr. Alexander's condition should have eliminated all experiences from his brain, as his meningitis was ravaging his neocortex, which is where dreams or hallucinations are created. Yet he was fully conscious of what he experienced in heaven. He, too, is now a believer. And he shared what happened to him in his amazing book, Proof of Life, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. Now, another doctor that was completely skeptical, even though many of her patients had told her about their near-death experiences, was a Dr. Elisa Medhouse. She only relied on medical, or scientific explanations until her own son died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, in the days that followed, her son Eric began sending her messages that he still existed. She now believes in her book about her experiences with channeling her son from across the veil is called My Son and the Afterlife. In the skeptics to believer category, a Dr. Peter Fenwick, a neuropsychiatrist, and a Dr. Sam Parnia's research studies consist of that their initial research study consisted of 63 heart attack patients who had been pronounced dead with no brain function, no breathing, and so no oxygen, no breathing, no brain waves, flatlined, and their heart had stopped, of course, because of the heart attack. Once they all were revived, they had lucid memories when they were clinically dead. They recalled feelings of peace and joy, of time speeding up, heightened senses, loss of awareness of their bodies, seeing a bright light, entering another world, encountering angelic beings of light, seeing deceased relatives and friends, and coming to a point of no return. You know, in one amazing case, a child had a seizure, his heart had stopped, and when he was revived and later drew a picture of himself looking down over his body, the parent sent the child's picture to Dr. Parnia, and it was drawn like there was a balloon stuck to him, said Dr. Parnia. When they asked what the balloon was, the little child of 3 years old said, "When you die, you see a big, big, bright white light, and you're connected to a silver cord." He wasn't even 3 years old when he experienced this. A former skeptic, Dr. Sam Parnia, is now a believer in consciousness, continuing after our physical life. You know, with more and more people, medical people, willing to consider the reality of the near-death phenomenon, it truly is time, as we shift, as we ascend into higher consciousness, it's time for all of us to now mature as a society and admit and to truly recognize that we have all of the proof that we need to establish that human beings are simply more than their physical body. We are simply more than just our five senses, and that our consciousness continues after our physical death. Now, I wanted to remind everybody that my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is available not only on Amazon, but it's also available on audible.com, and you can download the audiobook of it. I want to read out a beautiful testimonial that I got for this book just this week. This listener said, described the book as an angelic experience. And she said, listening to the voice of the author's story, Claire Candy Hoff, keeps you intrigued while anticipating the next exciting turn of events. Claire Candy Hoff did such a wonderful and excellent job articulating her engaging story. How many people get to have this experience and then be able to share it with us in such keen detail that we could feel like we were a part of it? Her incredible writing, combined with a powerful story, brings a new perspective of heaven on earth. Claire Candy Hoff gave us a raw and authentic book into an extraordinary life. Thank you so much for this memorable event. For this memorable experience, bravo for giving us your story. Once again, you can purchase this on Amazon or download it in audiobook form on audible.com. Before we go to the break, a few more minutes, we have an animal card that I chose right before the show to give us a little bit more insight where we are and maybe a little bit more of a message of how we can gain some more direction and clarity in our lives. And when I drew the card, I heard buzz and Mr. B came in. Hello, Mr. B. And just like Mr. B's arrival, it's going to be a very busy month, this marvelous month of May for many of us. With this, he is busy because all the spring flowers are in bloom, but many of us will be busy buzzing about and finding those reasons to celebrate this month as we will be manifesting new groups, new communities, new connections to sweeten our lives. And as I spoke about in a former previous radio, we are ourselves long-term partnerships with who will be supporting and promoting the successes of our projects and endeavors, which will fulfill our wishes and our dreams. You know, everyone, May is the jumping-off period when many of us will be actively going after and grabbing the proverbial brass ring of life with great enthusiasm and passion. It heralds a time of great productivity, of working, of diligently attending to our passion projects. And remember, just like Mr. B, it's not all about work and go, go, go. It's remembering to take the time to smell the flowers and truly savor your rewards in life. Because you know what? It has been a long road for many of us, and you have earned these rewards. Bzzz. Thank you, Mr. B. Enjoy those spring flowers. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. If you want to call in for a free angel reading after this break, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. And myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, would love to bring forth some channeled messages for you. So we'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, at the marvelous Angel Healing House Radio with my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. And welcome. If you've tuned in later to the program, welcome to the month, the marvelous month of May, May 1st today. And many of us are feeling much lighter. Of course, we are under the influence of that huge pink moon. So the full moon usually makes people feel a little bit more heavy, a little bit more weary, a little bit more exhausted. And so that's physically, but our spirits are riding high as we go into this month of May. You know what I said? I said previously in a program that many of us feel like we are going into the third part of our mission. The third part of our mission is to finally be perceived, to finally be recognized, and for our projects to finally take off. It's been a very, very long road, an arduous road for many people. We are getting very excited about, sort of those long-term and also connections and opportunities to magically, mysteriously, and miraculously show up. And while we're dropping all expectation and attachment as to the how and when of that happening, I admit that I'm getting very excited. Let's go, just like I'm excited to take some of your phone calls. Please do call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Beth on the line from California. Beth, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm very, very well. We have a little bit of a cloudy day here in Santa Monica, but as always, the weather does not determine whether I feel jubilant and cheerful and happy. So,
well, I also want to wish a very happy birthday to Pete. He is an amazing man, and I want to wish him all the blessings he could muster up in his life.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so, so very much. Yes, I just a quick note on Pete's birthday. I wish him all of the love, all of the caring, consideration, compassion, and kindness and availability that he has for everybody. I wish that comes back to him a million zillion fold.
Amen, sisters.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I love the topic because it's a topic of my heart because this is what I, spend my days doing is reminding people that their loved ones are still with them. And so I love that you're spending an entire month reminding people that they're never alone and that they can always continue to have a relationship with those that are no longer physically here. I just think it's interesting that when you talked about beliefs, and I think that it's interesting that 85% of the population believes in an afterlife, but they don't believe in a before life. And so there's a belief system that gets us in the way. And what I do know for sure, and on the experiences of those who've had the near-death experiences, is that we know. We don't even believe. We know. And so I just think it's amazing that you're talking about this. I love, love, love this topic, because so many people are so grief-stricken by all the losses we have.
Absolutely. And I think today's program is particularly important for people to receive the information, because it speaks about doctors, scientists who were complete non-believers before, Dr. Mary Neal, Dr. Eben Alexander, Dr. Parnia, Dr. Elise Medhouse. I did not mention Dr. PMH Atwater, who's done 8,000 to 10,000 research studies on those people who've had the near-death experiences. And there's been certain things that the doctors can try to explain away. Oh, the reason you think you see the white light is because of something happening in your brain at the time of death. But she's done research studies on young children when they come back from this near-death experience, who can play a musical instrument when they were not able to play a musical instrument before. They can speak foreign languages. There is a jump in their IQ levels when there were no genetic or academic markers, that they go from like a regular IQ up to genius level. And this shows that the brain and the mind are the brain and the mind, which is our consciousness, are two different things. So it's good. It really is for those people that want, you know, tangible professional medical doctors. They are now turning, and I'm not saying all of them are accepting this, but there are many who are writing about it because they've had their own experience with it.
And I've seen they've hooked up a Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. They've hooked her up to Machinery, this neuropsychologist from Canada, on the Dr. Oz show, and they showed that when she was dialoguing just naturally, what part of her brain was being used, and then they showed when she was channeling the people's loved ones' energies and messages through her own consciousness, that she was using a part of her brain that is not used for that. So it was like, wow, she's activating that part of the brain. I mean, it shows that there's enough science now to show. It's like gravity, you know, people don't believe in gravity, but there's enough science to show there's gravity. Just try jumping off a building.
it's but true. Anyway, you know, I've often said I don't have to believe in I don't have to know how a television works in order to be able to utilize it. There's exactly. so many people now that have this opening, this shifting with this consciousness ascension that we're in, that know that they're psychic, they know that they're telepathic, they know that there's so much more than just this physicality of who we are.
Well, like in your book, when you say the title of your book, Beyond the Veil of Forgetfulness, you know, that's what it is. That forgetfulness is we're waking up to the truth of how things really are. And so that forgetfulness is being diminished if you choose to wake up.
Exactly. Yeah. So any questions today, Beth?
I would just love to have a message, if there's a message.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what's... And because it's May 1st, I also have my Oracle of E cards, so I will choose three of the Victorian Tarot Fairy cards. See what comes out. Oh, that one just jumped out. So, okay. Let's make that one number one. That one seemed to go. Okay. Oh, this is a great card. The Emperor card came out for you first. Now, the Emperor card is the card of a person who is taking charge. I often call this who's the boss card. And you are now in a position where you know that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to push the river anymore. It's all a matter of you just showing up and in the, it's in the showing up and in the being exactly who you are that you will co-create and present with God. You will actually draw to yourselves the perfect connections and opportunities in order to allow yourself to be this radiant, illuminating, beautiful being that you are. The Posse of Angels are also saying that you could not have gotten this card as you even about a year ago, because there were still things that needed to be released, and you were trying so, so hard. And now you've kind of let go of the vine and you don't need to try so hard because you know that you are enough and all you got to do is just show up as your radiant self. So that's a great card to get as number one. Number two is the Six of Pentacles. That's the receiving card. And they're saying... well, it's also the giving and the receiving card, but you were such a giver before and not always very good at receiving. And you were the one that, was in a position to help people and to save people and enable people. And you did this at the detriment to your health. But they're saying you have come full circle now, and you know that in order to show the universe that you're ready, you know, to balance your life out, you're prepared now to receive. So there's this beautiful balance in your life now, yay, of both giving, yay, and receiving. So isn't that a beautiful card? And then last one, yeah. I love, love, love this card. This is probably my favorite card in the whole deck. And it's the Eight of Pentacles. I call it the Being Remarkable card. It's the card where you're working hard on your projects and your endeavors that you love doing. And it doesn't seem like work for you. And that others are recognizing. Others are starting to recognize your value and valuing you by wanting to bring you into their groups or their organizations or help you bring your projects to the greatest fulfillment. And so this is a wonderful card to get. So beautiful, beautiful cards there, Beth. And let's go to the Oracle.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's go to the Oracle of E card. So what are your thoughts on those cards?
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful. It just feels a confirmation of where I've been really working with bringing in the feeling of deserving and really feel what that feels like to deserve. And so to get that card just confirms, you know, that yes, you deserve.
Yes.
And so
yeah.
It's just so perfect, you know, that to understand that I've done enough to deserve. You know, I am enough to deserve.
Yes, exactly. And we don't have to look any further than our humanness, because if we're in human form, then we're a child of God, and we are that reflection,
exactly,
of that source. And we're enough, we're worthy and deserving, and we are enough. And it's our beingness that is creating,
yeah,
our reality, and not by pushing and trying to force an agenda.
I know, I think that it's hard because we've been humans doing, and what I'm really learning is it's really now about being a human being, because the doing part, you miss out on what's there in the moment, you know, because you're so busy looking off to what has to be done as opposed to what's happening.
Exactly, exactly. So I just chose a card for you from the Oracle of E card, which I love. Your card is number 31, and it's called Superhuman. Right now, you've got right now you've got superhuman strength. The truth is, you always do, but most of the time, you don't need it. Why bother? Everything's rocking along just fine. You're about to learn just how cool, how strong, and how amazing that you really are. So that very much sums up where those of us who are awakened and conscious are going in May. You know, expect the unexpected. Uranus will play a part in our astrological charts by bringing us those things that, you know, of our heart's desires. It may not come in the way that you think it's going to come in, but boy, it will come in. So, and also 31 reduces to a number 4. That's a number 4, which is a card of security. It's a number of a strong foundation and feeling like you're on solid ground. So there you go. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, wow. It's been very helpful. And what a wonderful reading. And thank you so much. So much.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful May 1st, beautiful spring day, sending lots of love.
Enjoy lots of love to you and lots of love. Enjoy your day with Pete.
I will. Take care. Bye.
Okay, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Thank you to our lovely Beth. And let's go to our next caller. We have our lovely Stephanie on the line. Stephanie from New York, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Thank you.
Happy May 1st.
Happy May 1st and happy birthday to Pete. And I guess that means celebrations for you, too, because you're together.
So. Yes. Absolutely, yes. We exchanging cards and just loving the fact, you know, that we have each other and that we've chosen each other yet again in this incarnation, and just creating heaven in every single second.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
So I'm trying to think. I had a couple of questions. I wasn't sure which one. So my dad is also a doctor, and he also, he told me, I think about a year ago, that when he had his heart surgery that he died for a little bit, but he hasn't really changed in any way, and he hasn't, if anything, I think he's further apart from me. You know, like it didn't create any kind of healing or a reconciliation in our relationship or a spiritual awakening in him or anything like that. And I was, you know, so we don't really talk, so I can't really ask him about it. Every time I try to talk to him, he's very sort of cold and shuts it down. But I was wondering, you know, if they had anything to say about that. Because that's a little bit confusing to me, because once I heard that he did, like, he was clinically dead for, you know, a short period of time during his operation, I thought, oh, well, maybe something good will come from that. Like, there'll be some kind of, transformation in us or something, and it didn't. So that kind of confuses me, because I've heard a lot about these other stories, you know, about other people, and it
Well, above all, Stephanie, is that each of us has free will. And free will is so strong that two people can have the same experiences and one can allow themselves to let go of any preconceived programming and belief system. And believe me, doctors are programmed. They are programmed to see things only through the eyes of science and medical research, and not delineate from that, as we've seen in the examples that I brought up. But they do have free will. And to think of coming back, even if he did experience some of these things, there's a great deal of fear in actually admitting this. And he would lose his identity. He would lose his identity as somebody who knows things 100% one way and then would have to open up and admit that perhaps he was wrong, or perhaps that he, you know, he's switched everything that he's ever believed in. So just because somebody has the experience, you know, does not mean they, his belief system could be, have been so strong that when he did, you know, have this experience, when he says he died, he could have blocked it. That's how strong our free will is. So, you know, just because, you know, somebody's heart stops and, you know, they're not breathing and you know, the brain flatlines, it does not mean that they're going to have this experience. In many of the cases, it shows that that people do have this experience, but that doesn't mean all will. And that's how strong our free will is.
That makes sense. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. And losing and being somebody in authority, somebody who's gone to medical schools and done the research, it's very scary for many people to then have that questioned and losing your identity through that.
Yeah. So did he have this experience and he's just not talking about it, or is he just not aware of it?
Let's go to the authorities. Let's go to the Posse of Angels and ask them if he did have this experience. And they're saying no. He did not have this experience. Clear. They didn't have the experience. Was it presented to him? They're laughing and they're saying yes, yes, Candy, that it was presented to him, just like it's presented to everybody. But he chose to block it. Did he choose to block it? Yes. Out of fear? Yes.
So that's why nothing really changed after it.
That's why nothing really changed. No. You know, because the research studies have shown that those like myself, when the former soul had her near-death experiences at 5 and at 14 when she drowned, you know, which I write about in my book, that, you know, when they come back, they are changed. They're more peaceful. They're more, they're less reactive. They're less triggered by things. They have no fear of death, you know, where there might have been, you know, sort of anxiety and stress before. But there is none when, you know, those who have experienced near-death experiences come back. And they're as I said, they're just more peaceful and more loving and not non-judgmental.
Yeah, and that's what I was sort of expecting. And it's been a few years now, so I was wondering if I should just give up on that.
You can bless him. One thing that you can do, Stephanie, and then I'll pull some cards for you because we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left, is you can bless him. Bless him wherever he is, because that is perfect for his journey. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out as a little bit of a May 1st reminder. Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands is a completion card. This is a card of things being wrapped up, of a light shining on some aspects of things that you have questions about. But certainly with your dad, this will bring this part of your relationship or questions about that into shining a light on that, so that you can now let this go and to realize that he actually did not experience any of that because he was so fearful to lose his identity. The next card is the Two of Pentacles. This is the Balance card. And so you're bringing balance back to this relationship of yours, even if you're not in communication, you can still bless and honor and love and send beautiful unconditional love to your father, and balance the relationship that way. And then this is the page of wands. And the Page of Wands is that energy which, you know, it brings messages, and some of the best messages we can send somebody is through our nonverbal speech and just through our hearts. So I hope that's been helpful for you, and it finally does put to rest the question of, you know, did he actually have this experience, and why won't he speak about it to me? You know, really, there is nothing to fear.
Be more of that peaceful, loving, open.
Exactly. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart. I'm wishing you a beautiful May 1st, beautiful month of May, and it was lovely speaking to you. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Angel Healing House Radio. And remember that it airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. Remember that we will be speaking about the afterlife in heaven all of this marvelous month of May. Do tune in next week. And remember, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you.